cause you can, you won't, and you don't stop, oh, cause you can, you won't, and you don't stop, oh, when you can, you won't, and you don't stop.
When they go low, we get high. Dom and Crutes are the devil's advocates.
From the 420 break, thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from the Jade Monkey, the Summer Loving Tour 2021. The bars are open, the Devils are out.
And the people are rolling in, including some fine guests. Want to thank our most recent one, State Senator Chris Larson. He's a candidate for the U.S. Senate. We'll have one of his Democratic opponents coming very soon. Sarah Godlewski, Wisconsin State Treasurer, is next at the table at 4:30 at least. But in the meantime, we got a vaunted 420 guest. He's Batman. He's Matt Rothschild. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, welcome to the party, man.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure, man.
Glorious weather, good friends, and cannolis. What could be better?
Save a cannoli for me, boy.
Now, Matt, I noticed you are part of a group seeking the signatures of business owners. And I, as a small business owner, I signed off. What is the avocation for? What are you trying to get these business owners to sign up for or to sign up against, as the case may be?
Yeah, there's a big effort by the Wisconsin Voting Rights Coalition to get businesses in Wisconsin to sign this open letter opposing the voter suppression bills that are circulating in the legislature right now. And we were happy to get, first it was 69, then you signed it, that was 70. Hawk's making it 71 here. So all the businesses that we've been able to already approach are signing up for this. We got, Salvador's Pizza here in Dane County to sign on, which is nice. Fitchburg Family Pharmacy signed on. And there are some big hitters down in Milwaukee too, like Corey Nettles, who used to be Commerce Secretary under Governor Doyle and is now in the financial sector there. He signed on. The Waco Group that does fancy footwear company, big company in Milwaukee, they're on board too.
The and Milwaukee, of course, Bucks signed on, did
yeah,
they not?
I buried the lead there. And of course, the Milwaukee Bucks signed on. And there was a big story in the Journal Sentinel on Sunday on this. So we're real happy with the support we're getting from the business community. You know, they want to attract and keep talent in Wisconsin. They want to put a good face forward for Wisconsin. And when they see these voter suppression bills making it harder and harder for anyone in Wisconsin to vote by absentee, making it much harder for persons with disabilities to vote by absentee ballot, that's not putting the best face forward for Wisconsin. And I think that's one of the big reasons many in the business community are sticking their necks out.
Matt, we know that Democratic Governor Tony Evers has threatened, and we suspect would veto, any new efforts to suppress voters here in the state of Wisconsin. But under the Walker administration, they had plenty of cracks at it. And obviously, Georgia passed new laws, signed into law by Brian Kemp. And we saw Major League Baseball pull the All-Star game out of Georgia. And my question, man, I realize this isn't any sort of call for a strike or a boycott, but what sort of combined economic impact can Wisconsin business owners have on their electeds?
Well, I think they're giving a pretty clear warning to the Republican Party, which likes to claim it's the party of business, that if they keep going down this terrible road of voter suppression, And white nationalism and all the other crazy right-wing stuff that's going on in the legislature right now, that they're going to pay a price and that they're going to lose some of their traditional allies in the business community. The greater Milwaukee Chamber of Commerce issued a statement today that was saying, voting rights are crucial for our democracy and you shouldn't make it harder for people to vote. I mean, how basic do you need to get around here?
Right. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Matt Rothschild, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, you've been paying attention in to politics in Wisconsin for a very long time, counting the money and certainly on these voting issues. Is this current round of voter suppression efforts by the Republicans something new, or is it something that's accelerated? How do you compare this to, as we mentioned, what happened under Scott Walker or other previous Republican administrations?
You know, I was listening to Scott Ross coming over as he was saying, this isn't brand new, but it's part of a concerted national effort to make it much harder for people to vote, to erect barriers on the way to the voting booth. And it's really sinister because, first of all, it's feeding the big lie. Let's not ignore that. And it's feeding the base this rancid red meat. And we saw how a fraction of that base reacts on that diet on January 6th. And it just seems like there are people in elected office here in Wisconsin want to keep feeding that base that rancid red meat. You have Janelle Branchen, who's head of the Assembly Committee on on campaigns who sent out an email to all her followers on her email list saying Donald Trump won the election. And then she goes to Arizona, you know, and engages in more of this craziness. So I'm very worried. Sure, there's been voter suppression efforts by Republicans in the past. It's part of their playbook. But right now, it's a very dangerous game they're playing, especially with the authoritarianism and anti-democracy movement that's afoot in this country.
And what do you see as the best strategy, you know, to push back, to blunt those, certainly the efforts on the voter suppression, but that, you know, the fascist attitude that's really right. Rising up in these Republicans. How do we get over that? How do we work with that?
Well, you know, I think we have to lift up the people in Wisconsin who are speaking out against that. Reed Ribble, Tom Petri, even, you know, Paul, what's his face from Janesville, ran for vice president.
Paul Ryan.
He spoke at the Reagan Library the other day and timidly didn't mention Trump's name, but said, we can't just be following this one guy all the time. And Liz Cheney is the person, I think, who I admire a lot, and Mitt Romney right now. Those are the only two really people of real high national stature who are saying, you know, it's too far. I mean, I'm hoping Liz Cheney runs as an independent if Trump's the candidate, because I take her seriously when she said she's going to do everything in her power to prevent Donald Trump from getting anywhere near the Oval Office again. And if she, you know, wants to run as an independent, that'll take some votes away from Donald Trump if he's the candidate. I don't know if he's going to be the candidate. It might be DeSantis from Florida. Who knows?
Matt, the former gubernator, Scotty Wanker, kind of came out with a we've got to move on from personality types. And then, you know, he was anti-Trump until he was fully embracive of Trump. Do you think the former gubernator has turned a new leaf, man?
No, he doesn't lose his spots. And I don't believe a word that he says. I'm looking forward to someone like Tommy Thompson, someone with a little more stature to speak out against this stuff at some point.
Sorry, we're out of time. Come back. Sarah Godlewski, more Devils on the Road again.
Thanks, Matt.
My number one guy.